आयो राधिकाय तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद भक्ताय नमो नमः। I humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Om Vishnu Parshishun Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj and my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parshishun Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj. I am happy that anyhow Banwarilal Prabhu invited in paper here and there and some have come here. So, audience have come here. More louder. So, so many thanks to you to come this place. It seems it the subject is dry, but not dry. If you will carefully listen, hear all these things, then you will have some interest for your life to be happy. I think Sri Pundarik Brahmacharis and Shriman Aranya Maharaj, they have told so many things very beautiful for general persons. We have heard that God is love and love is God. Without love and affection, we cannot exist, survive our lives. But we should know something. If God is love, and love is God, then who is God, really? Love, a sentiment of mind, a stipulation of mind only, or he is any possessive, or he is any person, or only like a mode that, only men have created him by their minds. Really no God. Some tell like this. Really no God at all. So, what is the real position? We should try to know. I will speak today something about this. But I am inviting all for tomorrow they should come in our classes. New things we will tell in our classes, and you will have certainly some interest to hear and to follow. Then what is God? What is the meaning of God? G-O-D. G, generator of the whole world. O, operator. What is the meaning of operator? He operates everything. Managing everything. We are not manager. We cannot do anything. Anything we cannot do. And demon a destructor. So who is doing this? Automatically it is going on, all these things, or someone, person who does it. Very interesting. If God has no shape, then how can you love Him? And how can He love to us? Can you love air? You cannot love. There should be something positive that we see. He should be very beautiful. As your children are very beautiful, you are loving them. You are kissing. And like this all. So if God has no shape, then how can you love Him? If you are calling Him and He is not coming, He is not embracing, not kissing, not giving love, how you can have a love to Him? So He must have some shape. But we see that so many they don't accept any shape, form of God. But really, He has some shape. In each and every religious box, it has been written that God has said, God created man after His own image. He created so many animals, fishes, and so many, as He told, so many kinds of species. But He was not happy. Then He created man after His own image. Image means shape. As He was beautiful, qualified, He made man after His own image. Then He must have a shape. Must have shape. If He has no shape, no attribute, no power, nothing there, He cannot be harmony. He cannot be humble. He cannot have love and affection. So He must have some shape. If He has no shape, how this world has come from Him? If your mother and father has no shape, can you be human? Can you come like this shape? Your father, mother must be in any form or shape. If your father and mother are fishes, you will come like that. If your father and mother are hawks and pigs, you will come in that form. So, if you are human, then your father, mother must be in that shape. So God created man after His own image. So God is like us, very beautiful, very teeny age, but He never becomes old. Never becomes old. No problem, because He is almighty. Having all classes of appliances, good qualities, very humble, very sweet, very beautiful, soft. That is why He is called love, and love is God. We should try to realize how there is some process to realize. If you want to know that who made this God, you can search. How? It is written anywhere, made in this company or that. You should go there. Who made it? So many parts, so many companies has made. And one place it has been assembled. So you can discover. So anything in this world, from where it came, from where? You can discover. from God. So if you are not accepting God and His form, you cannot really be happy. Because He cannot speak, He cannot kiss, He cannot have any love to you. Then what is the need of such a bogus God? Who has no form, no attribute, no quality, nothing. Like zero. We don't like a God like this. Even a friend, we don't like this bogus thing. This is bogus idea. So God has a very beautiful face. Teeny is it. There is no one parallel to Him in beauty, in softness, in sweetness, in fragrance. Oh, He has created this world. Not He. So many servants are there. Parts and parts of parts. They can create all these worlds. So if you want to be happy forever, you should know that we are not this body. A very beautiful face like God is here. And if you realize that soul, then you can see God everywhere. These mortal eyes cannot see Him, cannot realize, they cannot hear nothing. So first you should realize yourself, who are you in this body, in this vehicle, who are you? First thing. So we will try to explain all these things tomorrow in class. I think that he should again invite them, and I myself inviting, because I have come from so far away, jumping so many oceans. I have come here only to meet you and to tell something and to hear. If you have something to ask or question anything, any doubt, anything, even different from me, no harm. You can put that questions. We will try to reconcile all these things. I want only that you should be happy. If anyone takes shelter of God, he must be happy. I know that devotees, even chanting, taking initiation, but they have no faith in God. Their God cannot save him. And that is why they are so much worry for life maintaining. We are not interested in all these things. Oh, life maintaining itself. Even a frog, even an animal, mosquito. Oh, Krishna has arranged everything. God has arranged everything automatically coming. And he explained something. Why a man, from whom he becomes blind, why he becomes so rich, so intelligent, so... In Australia, we have heard that there was a cricketer, very high class of bread soul or bad man or what name?
Name of the bread.
Oh, name of that person. Oh, if had anyone, still now any had not competed him. He's the best cricketer, even in his old age he is now. So, we see all these things. So we want to be happy. I think that we have no aim and object of our lives. We should try to fix our aim and object of our life. We do like dogs. Oh, so much busy in life. But for what purpose? What is the main object of our life? We don't ascertain this. So we should try. Tomorrow in class, we will try to give some ideas about this. Who has told, realized souls have told you all this. I think that if you will follow this ideas, you must be happy. Gaur Premanande. Oh, this is mercy.